Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gary Ellerson, Wendy's Big Show at Brewers Spring Training 2018, Maryvale Baseball Park, and joined now by Brewers pitcher Zach Davies. Zach, how you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing well.
Now, 2 years ago, you had a decent year, and folks were like, all right, we like what we see from the Zach Davies kid. Let's see if he can do it again. You came out last year and had an even stronger campaign. Do you feel like now there are expectations for Zach Davies?
I think at some point there's always expectations, whether it's at the beginning of your career or if you continue to get better and things like that. But, you know, going into this year, I have some goals and expectations for myself, too.
There was a rough patch for you last year. Did you pinpoint something that you were doing that you corrected and then got back on the right track? Because you were lights out for the last couple of months.
I think at the beginning of the year, the off-speed wasn't quite there for me. Wasn't able to throw strikes when I wanted to with them, and so it just made me have to rely on my fastball a lot more. And, you know, when a guy that doesn't throw 95, it's a little bit harder just to rely on that one pitch. So I worked a lot to try and get my off-speed pitches back to be able to throw strikes with them and kind of figured it out.
So how do you go about doing it? So you know you got to add another couple, two, three pitches. So how do you do that in the middle of a season?
It's a lot of focus. A lot of focus on a single pitch. A lot of focus on knowing exactly what it is to get it right. For my changeup, it's making sure I throw it like a fastball, making sure that I finish off really well with it. And curveball, it's making sure that the grip is right and the spin is right and just being able to throw it a lot more. It's tough when really all it is trying to get it in the games and struggling through a few games, but eventually getting there.
What's the feel right now, Zach, in this clubhouse? They go out and acquire a couple players, Kane, you look at Yelich. Is there a different feeling right now than it was this time last year in this clubhouse?
You know, it's a big buzz here inside the clubhouse too. Last year it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of getting to know a lot of the players and trying to surprise people. This year it still has that fun atmosphere, but now it's like we're getting better each month, each day. And so I know that the fans are excited, but there's an awful lot of excitement here in the clubhouse too.
Because you've got to know last year was a great year for you. You're not going to sneak up on anybody anymore. That now when you go and play teams, they know what you guys exactly are capable of. It's going to be a little bit harder for you guys this year, you think?
You're
not unknown anymore.
Right. I think teams will know who we are now. But, you know, the biggest thing that even guys that are coming into this team have noticed from other teams is have a lot of fun. Like, we're loose. We play well together. And I think that plays to our advantage that, you know, there are expectations, but, you know, we're having fun together, and it's going to lighten the load a little bit going throughout the season.
The looseness product of your manager, or where does that come from?
I think it is and it isn't. It is in the sense of he lets us play how we want to play and how well we fit together. But then it's also a testament to the guys being comfortable with each other and having fun and knowing what crosses the line and knowing when it's a celebration with the team. Because, you know, I think the way we do it, it's not to show up anybody. It's having a lot of fun. It's celebrating with each other and not directed towards any person.
Now, with Jimmy starting the year on the DL, rehabbing the shoulder, you and Chase Anderson, sort of the stalwarts at the front end of this rotation. Any added pressure when you take the mound with that being the case?
I don't think so, because last year, it's a group for us. You know, some guys will step up in a big way and become a singular kind of pitcher where they carried the team at a certain point in time. But the message from DJ, the message from everybody in the rotation was it's a group. It's we're going to feed off each other, and we're going to continue to grow with each other.
Now, speaking of that group, I think an acquisition that sort of flies under the radar. Everybody talks about Yelich. Everybody talks about Kane. Jolys Chacín, a better pitcher than I think a lot of people know, being stuck there in San Diego on the West Coast, didn't get a lot of run support, and too many people look at the win-loss column for pitchers, if you ask me, Zach. Talk a little bit about Jolys Chacín, what you've seen from him early on.
You know, he's a great guy. He started out a little bit quiet because he didn't know people, but as soon as you start meeting him and start talking to him, he's a great guy. He's fun. He fits in really well with his team, with our attitude and with our mindset. So there's, you know, just adding to the fact that he's a great pitcher. I think along with a lot of pitchers, you take away one or two games, and his numbers are even that much better. So you kind of look back on last year and see what he quietly did. And coming to us, again, it's a team that people didn't know about in the beginning and didn't really give credit for, and I think he fits in well with that.
No, you talk a little bit about that, and the buzz was about Yelich, and it was about Kane, and then you look at your pitching rotation, a lot of people think, well, are they going to make a move there? What are they going to do there? Can you just talk about a little bit about the guys you guys have right now on your pitching staff?
You know, our staff coming up from 16 has always been a group effort. It's always been learning from each other and growing together as a unit, and I think it's going to continue to be that way. DJ's a great example of being a guy that will work with you on the things that you need to work with. He's not a guy that's going to make you fit into a certain mold. He's got a lot of information that'll help you out in different aspects, a different pitcher, throw a different way. And each guy in the rotation knows that, and each guy works with that. A lot of workhorses in our rotation, a lot of guys that are putting in a lot of hours to get better. And, you know, last year we had a few guys step up into some big roles, and, you know, I think that's just going to continue to grow next year, or this year, sorry.
That's Brewers pitcher Zach Davies joining us on the Wendy's Big Show Brewers Spring Training 2018 live from Maryvale Baseball Park. Thanks a lot, Zach.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.